This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Move into our Good Day Health Zone on the Good Day Health Show, where you can find the weekly podcast of Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Jack Stockwell at gooddayhealthshow.com. Dr. Ken is a cardiologist, practices at his own clinic, Lake Cardiology, in Mount Dora, Florida. He joins us every week to answer questions as we have time, medical questions. You can send them along to Doug at DougStephan.com or to on Twitter at DougStephan. Dr. Ken, one of the most noted and revered of cardiologists in our country, does a lot of practice and research as well, has for years and years, got great credentials. We go through a number of things from the various conferences and journals about what's going on in your health so that we can keep you up on the latest news. So I have spurts of breakfast while I'm on the air. What does your breakfast look like? What did you have for breakfast today? I want to know what a noted cardiologist eats for breakfast.
Well, boy, what a loaded question.
Thank you.
I think breakfast is very important, and I don't eat traditionally because I try to eat a training diet. Uh-huh. And in a training diet, you actually eat opposite to what most Americans eat, the small meal in the morning and get bigger during lunch and then the biggest at dinner. And I do exactly the opposite, as most people who train have the biggest meal in the morning, smaller in the middle, and then multiple small meals as the day goes on, because I'm trying to consume a certain amount of protein for muscle development, and the best way to do that is in 25 to 30 grams of protein per meal spread out as much as possible throughout the day while you're awake, stopping about 3 hours before you go to bed so that you're stimulating muscle growth all throughout the day. So with that said, what I will eat in the morning for breakfast is at least 30 grams of protein, and I will get it in various different ways. And I usually don't eat on the day that I do radio before, you know, we start early. Yep. And I will usually not eat anything solid before we do radio because, I mean, you know all of the effects of things like dairy. So my radio day is a little different. Morning is a little different than the rest of my day. So I will have breakfast after we finish the show. And what I'll probably eat is, hopefully my daughter's not around, I'll have some sardines and some whole wheat toast. And, you know, that'll get me to 30 grams. And I'll have some orange juice. And, I might have some, low fat or skim milk. That's what I'm looking forward to after the show for my first meal of the day. And then as the day goes on, I need to, for me, you know, what you want to do is you want to figure out your ideal body weight. And for me, it's about 165 pounds. And then if you want to develop muscles, if you're training, it's good to multiply that by 0.7 as long as you have normal kidney function. And, you know, mine comes out to about 125 grams of protein per day. So I'm eating about 25 to 30, and I'll put in about four of those meals per day.
All right. Wow. Okay, well, that's good. See, that's but an I'll inspiration. Get, that helps and I'll people get my, understand.
I'll get my protein from different sources. I like to get it from fish, chicken, turkey breast, low-fat dairy. We'll talk about the benefits of yogurt today. You know, I'll consume at least 25 to 30 grams of yogurt a day. Also of fish, chicken, turkey. And that's how I get my my protein.
All right. So let's then launch off into a discussion of nutrition. This is a survey that was in the American Society of Nutrition. They're having a conference that's combined with the American Diabetes Association. So the focus is on identical twins.
The focus.
How, this is pretty fascinating.
Yes, the focus is actually on personalized dietary advice and why what I do for me may not work for you. What I just talked about for me is personalized to me. I do great counting calories. I do great getting on the scale morning and evening. And I do great counting grams of protein. It just works for me and my makeup. You know, I am scientifically and mathematically oriented. And you know, I like to get into these things and the emotions don't really affect me much about my weight. I mean, I'm much more thoughtful about it. And I know that for so many people, most people, it's a hugely emotional issue. And you can't. My daughter, the thought of counting calories just pushes her over the edge. And she's
She doesn't need to. She's not.
Well, but she, you know, she will tell you her words that she was the fat girl in high school. And now she's, you know, on a good day, she's barely a size 2 because she, on her own, really did, with some help, get into a very good dietary and exercise program. And she will tell you, she doesn't mind, she's given up her hip, but she's made this public on the platforms. I mean, she did have a thyroid issue, and that was a big factor also, and she's gotten that taken care of. So, yes, she, on a heavy day, she barely makes a size 2, and she works hard at it. So she has made, you should see pictures of her when she was in high school. There's an unbelievable transformation. But her success is totally different than the way it works for me. In fact, she was mentioning to me last night about how I do it just really stresses her out.
And anyway.
Yes, and I told her, Amanda, you know, don't do it the way I do it. You know, don't follow me. It's worked for you without doing it this way. And you know, that put a big smile because I wasn't asking her to follow me. But, you know, kid's daughter wants to be like daddy sometimes. And,
yeah.
And she just opened up to me to let me know how I do it really stressed her out. And this is so much of what this very important study is telling us from the American Society of Nutrition Conference and the American Diabetes Association. This is major front page news going to be this week, and we're ahead of the story. The obesity epidemic, we know, is a persistent problem in America, and the lack of personalized dietary advice may partly be the reason for this. The largest ongoing study of its kind, it's coming out of Harvard, major centers throughout the world, a large twin study. It demonstrates that one size really does not fit all when it comes to a person's diet. In fact, the new study reveals that even identical twins respond differently to food.
Really? And that is what it suggests, but that's kind of a weird the whole thing about food and nutrition is kind of weird.
The point is that we need to individualize what we recommend to each of our patients regarding dealing with the optimal diet, staying at ideal body weight, and one size does not fit all, and you really have to individualize this. And I think I gave the two different perspectives from someone like myself, someone like my daughter, and that just fits this study so incredibly well. As we share DNA, our responses to food is so different.
Yep. Pretty amazing stuff, isn't it, huh? Getting around. It's all about medicine in our bodies and how amazing the whole thing is. It's just amazing. And for those of us who get, I get very philosophical about this stuff and think about God and or the source or supreme being or how amazing the body is, how intricate it is. I think the other day we were talking on the air, Ken, about, not you and I think in my morning DJV show, we were talking about how long it would take to count all the cells in your body if you count
them
individually, was 5 billion years.
Exactly.
Yes. So how complicated and amazing, and there are billions of people walking around the planet with hundreds of billions of cells. And then think about all of the flora and the fauna, other life forms on the planet, from single-cell amoebas to ants to fish to cows. You name the species.
It's amazing.
It's mind-boggling.
The blueprint producer is just amazing.
Yeah. That's a great way to put it. I love that. You've never said that before. The blueprint producer. I got to remember that. Write that down somewhere, Carol, will you? Blueprint producer. 16 past the hour. Here's somebody who's a producer. His name is Mike Lindell. Mike has brought us my pillow, his pillow. He's brought us not only pillows, he's brought us sheets. He's brought us mattress covers, mattresses themselves. You name the sleep product, and they've got it in the catalog at MyPillow.com. And all of these products are guaranteed to be the most comfortable, the most efficient. You can wash them and dry them. Most everything they have is so easy to procure and easy to use. And every once in a while, they have an overstock situation like they do now with the standard and queen-size corded classic MyPillows available now at MyPillow.com with a cord, with the code, rather, DJV. I'm looking at cords and I'm looking at codes. So go to MyPillow.com, order these pillows if you need new pillows. If you want the really plush premium pillow, they got a deal. Get a two-pack of those premium pillows from MyPillow for $69.98. That's about $30 off the regular price. Lowest price, in fact, ever offered here on this program. Go to MyPillow.com. When you use the promo code DJV, you'll get these premium pillows, you'll get the overstock pillows, you'll get the Giza, you'll get everything at 30 to 50% off, in some cases 55% off, but you got to use the code DJV when you buy and enjoy the pillows and the sleepwear from MyPillow.com. CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your health sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer ends soon.
Commit to a healthier you, inspired by your genes, with 23andMe. Your genes can tell you more than just your ancestry. They can say a lot about your health, too. At 23andMe.com, you can order a Health Plus Ancestry DNA kit and learn how your genes can impact your health and more. Explore over 125 personalized reports on things like sleep, genetic weight, alcohol flush reaction, saturated fat and weight, caffeine consumption, and more. When it comes to your well-being, your wellness reports can help you make informed decisions about you and your health. So commit to a healthier you, inspired by your genes. Go to 23andMe.com/listen to order your 23andMe Health Plus Ancestry DNA kit and start by exploring over 125 personalized reports at 23andMe.com/listen. That's the number 23andMe.com/listen.
And well-being, if your farmer's market is open, get fresh local food. Ken loves that. This is Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen, 21 after the hour.
The This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Good day, health. Good day to all of you. This program modeled after the Good Day program, and it ran with concurrently with the Good Day program for years. Now, kind of on its own, and that's good. Appreciated by hundreds of stations. Information from Dr. Ken Kronhaus in this segment of Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken runs Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Have you ever down there, or you ever feel the need, or you wanting to go to someplace unusual, go to the Space Coast and enjoy that stuff? Never mind. I mean, Disney, everybody goes there. Going to the Space Coast is cool. And Ken's only a short drive from the Space Coast. His office number is 352-735-1400. So you're a local down there. I know folks listen to us on the local Orlando station, but also all around the country. And who the heck knows, Ken? You meet some new friends you have over the years who've listened to you on the program, gone down to visit with you. So why not take advantage of Ken's hospitality and the hospitality of the area in general? Again, the office number at Lake Cardiology is 352-735-1400. A lot of things studied this week and in the various journals focus on a couple of heart things. And as Ken is a cardiologist, let's talk about atrial fib and what the new news is as it may relate to other things going on in your body.
Amazingly, we've noticed this over the years, Doug, about how publications this week in the journals can often coincide. And this happened again this week. We often think about how problems in the brain leading to early dementia, but this week the theme is on heart disease leading to early dementia. European Heart Journal this week, atrial fibrillation, Doug, the most common abnormal heart rhythm, does raise the risk of dementia, even in people who have never had a stroke, and anticoagulants may reduce the risk. People who develop atrial fibrillation have a 50% increased risk of developing dementia compared to those who do not develop the condition. This increased risk remains even after removing those who suffered a stroke.
So let's go one step further. To what do you attribute this? What goes on with fibrillation that we may not be thinking about on the surface that affects the blood flow to the brain? Because that's really what we're saying here, the blood flow circulation. And this is just another example of what may cause a problem in blood flow, right?
Well, it's a great question, Doug. And the fact that these strong anticoagulants like Coumadin, Eliquis, Xarelto actually decrease this effect is that it probably, what's happening is that small clots are occurring when the heart, the top of the heart, beats like a bag of worms that are interfering with circulation in the brain. They are formed in the heart, they're propelled up to the brain, and they start clogging up the circulation before they actually complete and form a Frank stroke. So we therefore get these decreases of flow in the circulation to the brain, which leads to dementia. So you may want to talk to your doctor if you have not wanted to go on a strong anticoagulant because you have atrial fibrillation, and 5 million plus Americans have atrial fibrillation, and you felt the risks were not ones that you wanted to digest. This added bit of information may push you over the edge and say, okay, let's go to the oral anticoagulant.
Well, this whole business about dementia, what causes it, the atrial... my father had it, as I think I've told you on
Yes.
other occasions, and he died of a stroke. And I thought, I mean, it was no... You didn't have to have a, be a brain surgeon to figure out what the correlations were there. It was pretty obvious to see what was going on. And how, you know, when your brain... You know, something in your brain explodes and causes a stroke, it's more than likely... depending on what's going on with your whole circulatory system, and AFib certainly screws it up. So, and the medications do as well. Wow. He would be 104 now had he made it through that. 28 past the hour.
My husband and I need new phones, and we're looking to save money.
Well, you've come to the right place. Look no further. Sprint has the deal for you. Double the fun. Lease the latest iPhone and get an iPhone XR on Sprint.
Wow, iPhone XR has an amazing camera. Get in here for a selfie.
Okay, great idea. Do I look okay? How's my hair?
I'm switching to Sprint.
Lease the latest iPhone and get an iPhone XR on Sprint. All you need is approved credit and 18-month leases. No trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
iPhone XR, 64 gigabyte, $31.25 a month. Second phone, $0 after $31.25 a month credit applied within two bills. Requires two new lines of service. If cancel early, remaining balance due. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. $30 activation fee and restrictions apply. Excludes tax.
Recover or Die. It's a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug addiction in the United States. Recover or Die was founded by famous recovering musicians. They've been where you are right now, and they want to spread the message of hope and recovery. So here's the deal. They're working hand in hand with addiction recovery specialists and top-tier recovery centers nationwide to help you recover and get sober. Recover or Die is embarking on a huge national outreach tour to promote anti-addiction messages through a great blend of music and education. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol and they need help, call us right now, please.
800-209-5173. 800-209-5173. 800-209-5173.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Iran made a big mistake.
President Trump at the White House reacting to the growing escalation between Iran and the U.S. The latest incident, the military in Iran shooting down a U.S. surveillance drone, claiming it was in its airspace.
This drone was in international waters. Clearly, we have it all documented. It's documented scientifically, not just words. And they made a very bad mistake.
President Trump meeting with U.S. military leaders and members of Congress, then telling reporters,
I find it hard to believe it was intentional, if you want to know the truth. I think that it could have been somebody who was loose and stupid that did it.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow up 249 points to close at 26,753, the NASDAQ up 64, and the S&P 500 up almost 28 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks can... So you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Back on track here on Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken's our medical expert. A couple of the podcast notes that are of value for those of you who can't listen to all of this, but you over the years have valued Ken's advice and his input. So a couple of the most recent Good Day Health podcasts featuring conversations of the risks of white coat hypertension as it relates to heart disease. Ken, as a cardiologist, got lots to say about things like that. Did you know that there's a new recipe book for kombucha cocktails? That's in our discussion with Ken in one of the recent episodes of Good Day Health and the podcast. Also, new stats show that there is a 1 out of 5 chance that we'll have, that all of us will have some form of cancer in our life. So far, the use of medical marijuana hasn't helped reduce the opioid death rate in states. We talk about that, states where it's been legalized. Also in this podcast, a study shows that if you sleep with a lighter or the TV on, you're a candidate for gaining weight. Uh-oh! And then there's news in this podcast of even more benefits to breastfeeding. If you have leg cramps, learn how to stop them. I need to go back to that a little bit with you because I think I told you I have horrible, and they're getting worse, leg cramps. Awful. On the cancer front, in this podcast, currently 17 million cancer survivors, thanks to a new treatment technique. Number of survivors is growing. We have that. And then there's another podcast, the studies, discussed a study that shows treatment for hypertension likely to be a good deterrent for dementia. And then there's a discussion showing that Alzheimer's sufferers could, the population could increase from 5.5 to 15 million in the next few years. There's another new report saying more than 4 cups of coffee a day could increase your risk of heart disease by 25%. Get that. Listen to that podcast if you're a coffee drinker. Some good news if you're a female walker on this podcast, especially if you're over 65, you may be able to cut your daily measured steps back from 10 to 5,000. And then we, Ken and I, discuss a new trend gaining success for the treatment of some types of cancer, immune therapy. And think about that versus chemotherapy. Sounds like a good step, at least investigating. We give you the info, you take it and do with it what you will. Ken and his practice of cardiology, if, by the way, you want to listen or find all of the stuff that comes from Ken, GoodDayHealthShow.com is the podcast, GoodDayHealthShow.com. So we were talking before the bottom of the hour about atrial fib, and because you're a cardiologist, I thought we'd go to this other story about coronary heart disease and what it does other than the obvious.
This is out of the Journal of the American College of Cardiology. More information about how actually what's going on in the heart can affect early dementia. It is natural for a person's memory and thinking abilities or cognitive function, Doug, to decline as they age, even if they're in good health. However, the news this week is that the rate of cognitive decline can actually speed up after you experience a heart attack or angina.
Mm. What do you think? What, is there an obvious reason or a hidden reason for that?
Well, another good question. It's a little hard to figure that out yet because this study was not powered to answer that question, but I could speculate. And these events are very stressful, and that mental stress can just damage the brain and lead to early cognitive issues. Also, the circulation issues, the inflammation in the circulation that causes narrowed problems, is percolating, developing over time, and as it develops and percolates in the heart and becomes significant, it may be on the same time course in the brain to become significant, and it pops up at the same time.
Hmm. All right. There's a lot of food for thought with that. All right, let's move on to some other things. Your usual pot. Every week there's a pot story. This one is about, I'm going to tie this to something else that is akin to this, pot and pregnancy. Good God, why the hell would you ever do anything to your body, whether it's alcohol or pot or drugs? You got to be nuts.
Well, that's part of this study published this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association that American women are increasingly using pot during pregnancy. Here are the statistics. Between 2002 and 2017, Doug, the percentage of women using cannabis at least once during a pregnancy doubled from 3.4% to 7%. And the percentage of women who reported daily or near daily cannabis use during pregnancy more than tripled from 0.9% in 2002 to 3.4% by 2017. So what does all this marijuana use do during pregnancy? A history of having used marijuana while pregnant is tied to a doubling of the preterm birth rate from 6% among non-users to 12% among users. Preterm birth is defined as birth before 37 weeks gestation. And also, cannabis use in pregnancy is also tied to higher odds for low birth weight, certain obstetric complications, and the need for newborns to be cared for in the neonatal intensive care unit.
Now, as you're going through that story and that information, I'm looking at an email that was sent to me by a fellow Heidelberg graduate, Heidelberg College in Ohio, who's just started the Cleveland School of Cannabis, which is a state-approved cannabis career school, the only one of its kind, actually. I don't think there, other than in, there may be one in Colorado, I think, But this teaches people about careers in cannabis. So it's not going away. People growing it and how to run a dispensary and the medical applications of marijuana are a big part of these courses. And we don't often get to that. That is the medical. We know that medical marijuana is in use, and so are a lot of the things that come from hemp. In addition to, as a matter of fact, I think there's a lot more benefit to hemp than there is to marijuana in a greater scale, a greater good. I don't know what you think about that, or whether you ever talk even. Do any of your patients come in and say, "Hey, doc, what do you think about CBD oil? Should I use it for this, that, or the other thing?"
That is coming up. And before you transition, you were mentioning about why you think there's this increasing use of pot during pregnancy, or you were just surprised about it?
Yeah, I'm surprised about it.
You're surprised about it? Do you think it's because of conversations like you just had about how it's becoming...
cannabis is different than hemp. Frankly, there's a lot. The CBD oil doesn't have THC in it, and therefore would not have a negative impact. And most any study that I've ever seen about this, which is why I'm sort of putting my focus on the business that I'm creating on hemp and not on cannabis. But I think there is tremendous benefit from everything
I learned. And you understand that as well as anybody and articulate it. But the question has it become confusing? Why are suddenly more pregnant women using cannabis?
It makes no sense to me. It's very bad. It's just bad.
Is it because of the legalization? Is it because of such conversations that it's becoming mainstream?
I think it's conversational in the age group. Kara and, people in their 20s and 30s who are having children.
Maybe Kara has an opinion.
A lot of people who, feel that this is a way to ease pain, and being pregnant can be painful, much anything else, without knowing the side of it. But Kara, you're willing, you're ready, you're able, you're welcome to speak if you would like.
I don't smoke pot as it is. I don't have very many friends, or both my sisters are pregnant right now. Neither of them smoke pot. I don't think it would ever occur to them to do that while they were pregnant. I don't know. When it comes to alcohol, we were talking about this the other day with the new, non-alcoholic wines that they're coming out with.
Yep.
My sister is having a baby in 2 weeks, and people will look down on it. She's had 2-3 glasses of wine over the course of the last 9 months. An issue with that. I think that Europeans are ahead of us in many regards when it comes to medicine, and many people in Europe partake in that same thing in France and England. So I don't know. Yeah, of course, you shouldn't drink a bunch of alcohol every day or all the time, but I think an occasional glass, and obviously I'm not a doctor, but...
And you don't play one on the radio.
And I'm not pretending to be one, but all of the scans have been perfectly fine. So I don't know. I wouldn't do drugs while pregnant. I don't think that's a great thing to do. But I don't know if it has to be 100% zero, no alcohol. Mm-hmm. But don't quote me on that.
All right. Well, it's interesting, the attitude toward alcohol versus the attitude toward using marijuana or other things that might at least deaden some of the experiences that are not pleasant while you're pregnant. All right. We have time for one or two more here in this portion of Good Day Health. Don't forget our podcast, gooddayhealthshow.com. Here's something that's a focus on men who are missing out on the benefits of healthy testosterone levels, something Ken and I talk about with regard to me and my state. I'm very fortunate for somebody my age to have the healthy testosterone level that I do, but many people my age and younger have a horrible time keeping their testosterone level where it needs to be. And as you get older, it's tougher and tougher to keep up, whether you're struggling at work or whether you're working out. Maybe you feel sluggish and slow. You're not seeing the progress in the mirror. Your body's going the wrong way. You're not performing well when it comes to making love. Your wife is not happy. So what do you do to improve as you grow older? Boosting your testosterone is an important adjunct to using Nugenics. You can check this out online. Apparently, this has become, I didn't realize it when we first started talking about it, but this is a very scientifically driven formula. Award-winning Nugenics, without cost to you. The first bottle is free at FORCE, just text FORCE to 321-321.
Commit to a healthier you, inspired by your genes, with 23andMe. Your genes can tell you more than just your ancestry. They can say a lot about your health, too. At 23andMe.com, you can order a health plus ancestry DNA kit and learn how your genes can impact your health and more. Explore over 125 personalized reports on things like sleep, genetic weight, alcohol flush reaction, saturated fat and weight, caffeine consumption, and more. When it comes to your well-being, your wellness reports can help you make informed decisions about you and your health. So commit to a healthier you, inspired by your genes. Go to 23andme.com/listen to order your 23andMe Health Plus Ancestry DNA kit and start by exploring over 125 personalized reports at 23andme.com/listen. That's the number 23andme.com/listen.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
All right, let's get to a food-related story and whether or not yogurt could prevent precancerous growths. I thought we all knew that yogurt was good for polyps and things like that. Didn't we know that already?
We knew it only this week, published in a British medical journal called Gut. Around 4.2% of adults will receive a colorectal cancer diagnosis during their lifetime, Doug. The news this week is that there's a link between a reduced risk of adenomas in men and a high consumption of yogurt. Men who reported consuming two or more servings of yogurt per week, they were 19% less likely to develop these precancerous growths in the bowel compared to with men who reported eating no yogurt at all.
All right, so a couple of other food-related stories. Recalls over spinach and avocados. This goes on more Listeria stuff. I just don't think people understand what Listeria is, frankly, Ken.
Well, there's two recalls. Listeriosis, it can cause fever, muscle aches, headaches, stiff neck, confusion, loss of balance, convulsions, diarrhea, and gastrointestinal symptoms. In pregnant women, the infection can cause early delivery or miscarriage. And there's two items recalled. The FDA was busy this week. It's Sprouts Farmers Market. They recalled its frozen cut leaf spinach and also Nature's Touch Frozen Foods, the makers of Signature Select Avocado Chunks, also recalled their product.
Mm-hmm. So the people understanding the difference between Listeria, Salmonella, E. coli, all of them are bad. But you know what? It's back to the stuff that's not fresh and not local. Buy fresh, buy local, not packaged stuff, and you'll be in A-OK shape. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health Podcast, gooddayhealthshow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Doctor time. Kind of always doctor time here. We got a couple of really good doctors. Joining us now is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who brings with him a tradition of research, developing ideas and thoughts and helping people understand some of the things that are going on in the world of medicine. A lot of people were paying attention this weekend to a video going around of Angela Merkel, who is the Prime Minister of Germany, or the President, whatever her job title is. She's the leader of Germany, because she was recorded having these violent shakes. In this particular video, she's meeting with the president of Ukraine, and so one wonders whether this is Parkinson's. What do you? What is she? Late 60s? How old is she?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
She said that the cause of this was from dehydration, and she drank some water and she felt better, but there are some other possibilities here, and I would urge anyone who is bored to take a look at this video, because it is quite dramatic, with her having these very impressive tremors. There is something inherited that's called essential tremors, and this could be the possibility. There are a number of different possible causes for what's going on here. Without really examining her, it's hard to know which one it is. And I'll throw out some of the possibilities. Low blood sugar could have done this. Multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, atypical seizures, and an infection can develop this kind of violent shaking.
She dismissed the concerns after all these tremble. It's shaking, it's trembling, whatever you want to use to
tremors.
Describe it. She doesn't look like she's that healthy anyway. She's way overweight.
Exactly.
She's not at all healthy. And so what contributes to these sorts of things? Is weight another contributor? As you get older, we always talk about you never seeing anybody in your clinic in Florida at Lake Cardiology who's obese, once you get into your 70s, well, you don't make it much longer than that, right?
If you quote me correctly, I like to say I've never met an obese 90-year-old male.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever met an obese 80-year-old male or female?
Yes.
80s, they can live into their 80s.
Oh, yes.
After that. But in the job, this is another one of those things we talk about all the time. You look at how Obama looked when he went into office and when he got out of office. And you look at Trump, how he's changed physically. Almost any president, look at how Clinton, man, it took its toll on Clinton. And it seemed to, toward the end, take its toll on George Bush, although you look at him now and he looks like he's the picture of health. And it never really affected him. I'm talking about George Bush the son, 44. You look at Merkel and pictures of her when she first went into office, she's a pretty attractive woman. And now she's just old and kind of decrepit. She doesn't even look like she walks well.
Yeah, she's had a very, very stressful term.
Right, she has. So, and this brings us around to something else that I saw this week that I wanted to talk to you about. The impact of stress on one's health. Unless you have one heck of a constitution, if you're living, and that may be, that's the lesson here of Angela Merkel or whoever else, if you are living a stressful life, it could take its toll on your nervous system, Parkinson's, all that stuff, right?
Oh, absolutely. There's recent studies on the heart that mental stress is almost as bad as cigarette smoking on the heart.
Yeah, right, exactly. And if you are, something else I saw that I wanted to bring up with you, if you are a self-centered, there's a research paper done on self-centered people. The self, more self-centered you are, the greater the chance for heart disease. That was interesting.
I would believe that. And
I would, too. Yep. Dr. Ken, the story about losing weight, keeping yourself healthy, as long as we're talking about Angela Merkel being overweight, if you are overweight and you want to live into your 90s, as Ken said, he's never seen a 90-year-old obese person, so let's take care of that right now with Calitrin. Get on their program. It's a very healthy way for you to lose weight and keep it off. Main ingredient is collagen. That's the protein that makes your body sort of feel young again, manner of speaking. And it's restarted because your body doesn't make it. Once you're out of your 20s, you're not making collagen anymore. So taking Calitrin restarts your body's ability. And so that's why they say stay on the program 4, 5, 6 months, and it'll get your collagen production sort of ramped up again. And you'll be losing the weight. Because when you exercise, push the fat out, that's how you lose the weight. Go to toploss.com. Special way to lose weight with Calitrin. Use the code DJV and get $10 off every bottle, $30 off the 90-day supply, and free shipping. That's toploss.com. Use the code DJV.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.